Vamos.
Vamos.
Sexo.
Sí, papi.
Girl, let me start you off right by kissing on your neck until you're wet. Then I can roll my tongue slowly down your body between your legs. And I can lick your pussy lips. Then put more tongue in it because my tongue game is naughty, but it ain't no wrong in it. Have you coming on my lips? Now are you ready for this dick? Because I'm finna deep stroking it while I'm gripping on your hips. Now baby, take a deep breath as I'm finna make you drip. Then I will hit it till you quit, then start the sucking on your clit. Now we can switch and you can dip up on this dick as you riding it inside of it. And you so wet as we keep on slow grinding it. Now bounce on it and let me get that pussy super soaking wet. And that pussy so tight, now baby let me open it. Slow motion it, you winding it. So baby watch me follow, flip you over while you come and lick the come all out and swallow. So girl let's switch positions and we will be doing yoga. Cause I'll remain the best you ever had till the world is
you
over.
You got it when I ride, when I ride, when I ride. I love it inside, inside, inside. We switching the positions, baby. Make you come is my mission, baby.
She love it from the back, from the back, from the back. I leave her soaking wet, soaking wet, soaking wet. We switching the positions. To make you come is my mission.
Yeah.
Wanna take your home, can't wait to get you all alone. Massage your body slowly while we listening to your favorite song. Round and round, from the side, up and down, make it sound. I can drive your body crazy, sex game is so amazing. Licking you from your neck to your pack, I wanna see it, boy. If you know how to work it, make it wet so we don't need a toy. Moving to the next position, hope you got the tongue game. Licking my body all over till you make my legs shake. Now we on the counter cause you into all that freaky shit. I love it when we roll play, I'm into all that kinky shit. Head back, eyes closed, pussy fire, hot. Take us get into the next position, see if you can keep it wet. Boy, don't stop, keep it going, yeah, you got my juices flowing, candles lit, now I'm on them, so sis be the best I'm knowing. Ass fat, titties right, yeah, they gotta know I keep it okay. Don't bite your lip and hold my hip, well, ain't no use in
love biting. Love it when I ride, when I ride, when I ride. I love it inside, inside, inside.
Thank you.
catching the drift. Get it up. You're listening to Naked Girls Radio, and it's me, Sandra London. You're about to listen to my hot audio erotica. This story is an erotic short called The Sweetest Death. Enjoy.
Boy.
The clutch, the thrust, your cock, my butt. Ooh, shimmy, shimmy, shimmy. Ooh, gimme, gimme, gimme. Your lust. The throttle, the glide, you want to slip and slide. Ooh, wiggle, wiggle, wiggle. And side, real high, you ride. My lust.
If you care, don't sit and stare. If just not fair. Nature needs, if you care, what?
You would fit in so underrated, but it was you, so I was with it. Then I tell you the truth. cause I usually do, stick to the business, but you came out the blue, and you just hot shit. Goddamn, baby, my life's long, be forgetting you live in a different time zone. Think I know what this is, it's just a time wrong. Yeah, I know what you did, but baby, I'm grown. Okay, and my love is patient and kind of shit. This is where we can build two different types of shit. You ain't really the realest, but if you're fighting it, I think you're fighting shit.
Playtime with Sandra Radio. This is Sandra London speaking. Who's calling?
Hello, this is Vicky.
Hi, Vicky. Yes, are you the owner? Yes, yes. Hi, how's it going?
Good, how are you?
Pretty good. Are you the owner of a club out in Indiana?
I'm not the owner, but I'm the manager.
The manager. Oh, okay. Well, tell me about it. Fill me in.
It's we are Dream Girls in Lake Station.
Okay.
And it's also Deja Vu, so it's two clubs in one.
Oh, okay. And is it a nude club or a topless club?
It's both.
Oh, my
We have nude downstairs at the Dream Girls, and then we have topless upstairs at the Deja Vu.
Ah, okay. And how long have you been managing there?
Oh, I've been there for 18 years.
Ooh. And are you dancing as well, or are you used to dance?
I used to dance 20 years ago, but now I'm the manager.
Okay. And how different is it on the other side? Excuse me, my dog is going crazy. Kafka, shush. Yes. Sorry.
I hear that.
Yeah, he's been quiet, like, the majority of the time, and right now, maybe he's excited, he likes you. But yes, but how is it on the other side as a manager?
It's good, I enjoy it. I did a lot of traveling when I was dancing, so I got to see a lot, and I think I'm able to use a lot of the stuff I've seen and learned on the road. I've tried to bring to the club and make it as fun as possible and a good time, you know?
Okay. And where have you traveled to when you danced?
Oh, everywhere. I was
Yeah,
I did a lot of featured shows on the road, so.
Okay. And which was your favorite? Do you have a favorite?
What was my favorite? Oh, that's hard to say. Texas was good. I love Texas.
Really?
Texas, beautiful clubs, and
like Houston, Dallas, Austin.
Dallas was one of my favorites,
Okay, I know there's like, well, let's see, let me test my knowledge. There's like what, men's club is there?
No, it's fine, it's been 20 years, so I think it was Dolls or the Doll House maybe was one of them. Honestly, can't remember.
So it's good money,
got,
good guys.
Yep, absolutely. Absolutely.
Oh, I've never danced in Texas. Maybe one day.
No. So do you dance around here?
I've never danced in Indiana. I've danced in Arizona, Florida, a little bit in New York, mostly California, and North Dakota.
I think North Dakota was my favorite, like, travel experience. That was a lot of fun. And then maybe Tucson, Arizona. But, yeah, the Northern Casino in Fargo, that was amazing. I loved it there. So that's probably about as close as I got to Indiana.
But, okay. Cause you're not here, right? Where are you at?
Yeah, I'm in California. I'm in L.A.
Okay. Very cool.
Yeah.
Very cool. Well, at the club, we've got, we're starting wrestling, mud wrestling, which is going to be a lot of fun.
Oh, my goodness. On the stage? Yeah. Right here on the stage?
Yep. We got a ring set we're going to set up, and the girls are going to go to town in mud. And first I made first. So.
Right on. What will the rules be?
Well, they can get into it pretty good. The rules, I mean, injure or kill anyone, so. You know, we want to have fun, so.
And will it be, like, just primarily mud, or will it be, like, oil, like, making it super slippery so they're sliding and slipping all over the place?
Well, we've got mud, and then we've got Jell-O, so we're going to alternate back and forth.
Oh, my goodness.
It'll be on every other Thursday we're going to do this, and it's starting May 1st. So.
May 1st?
Yep.
Hold on, I'm going to write this down. Huh. Okay, and that's going to go on for how long? Throughout the summer, or just is it a permanent feature?
Yeah. We've got dates scheduled all the way through July, and then at some point we're going to decide if we're going to continue on into August.
Okay. And how about how about like your like champagne rooms or like drink specials, this kind of thing? Like, what does a champagne room go for if you guys have that?
It starts at 150 and it goes to 400. And that, like I said, we have two clubs, so in Indiana, you cannot have alcohol and nudity in the same place. Okay.
Right. Those are same here.
Laws. Yep. State laws. So upstairs at the Deja Vu, we have alcohol and topless dancing, and then downstairs at the Dream Girls, we have the nude. And it is a juice bar, so we can do the nude with the juice. And then you just walk upstairs, and you have the alcohol in the topless. So it's pretty much the best thing that you can get in one building.
Well, there
and,
you go.
And, of course, the juice bar, you only have to be 18 to get in, so that's a bonus.
Right. And what about the dancers? Like, can they go back and forth? They're like, okay, I'm going to go to a champagne room upstairs, and I'll be back nude in, like, an hour or two. Or
the girls go up and down, so that's nice.
Oh.
It's a good opportunity for them to check out both places and, you know.
Well, there you go. It's like, that sounds like the best of both worlds, definitely. And what about the dancers? Do they all have to be 21, or, like, the 18-year-olds are, like, stuck downstairs?
Up to 18-year-olds, so we do have 18 and up, so
okay.
It works out good.
Oh, cool. All right.
We
and, like,
also
about...
have...
Oh, keep going.
Go ahead. Okay. So we're also doing a male review.
Ooh.
Yeah, and it's going to be an amateur, so it's all amateur male review. That is a lot of fun. We're looking forward to that.
Is that going to be a nude male review?
It will not be nude. They'll go down to a thong. But I'm looking forward to that.
Right on. Oh, geez. Does that start at the same time as the mud wrestling and all that?
The wrestling is May 1st. And then the male review is May 5th.
May 5th.
May 5th is a Monday. But so we're going to do the male review every first Monday of the month.
Ah, okay then. And what does the winner get?
There's going to be a $200 cash prize to the best male dancer. And that's
going
to be judged by the audience, by the girls. So it's up to the ladies to choose the best male dancer for the night.
Nice. Right on. Is there going to be any filming, or is that completely forbidden?
No, you know what? We are doing a filming coming up. I don't know if you've ever heard of Booby Land.
No,
Okay, if you YouTube Booby Land is one word.
Okay.
And it's a series of videos that Deja Vu has started putting out.
Oh.
So there's episodes, and I think we're on episode 8. And
okay.
And you can view all 8 episodes there. You go to YouTube and punch in Booby Land TV, and it is, they travel from Deja Vu, because there's Deja Vu, Showgirls, Dream Girls. It's all a big chain. So they've been traveling the clubs, and just, it's the inside. It's the behind the scenes. So it's really fun, actually.
Okay, so out of all the episodes, how many feature your club?
I'm sorry, what was that?
Out of all of the episodes so far, out of all 8, like, how many feature your club in particular?
They have not been to our club yet. They are possibly coming in July. It's just not completely yet. So
okay.
We should be shooting in July. They should be coming to us in July. And they're probably going to come to our anniversary party, because it's our anniversary month. So we're going to do a big anniversary party in July.
Oh, well, there you go. Sweet.
But it's fun. It's like a lot of the behind the scenes, you know, girls in the dressing room, stuff like that. Stuff that the guys don't normally get to see.
Oh. And is there, like, any drama? Any fun?
Drama.
Harmless,
there's drama.
Sexy
there's
drama.
There's nudity. There's,
ooh.
It's very interesting. You should actually check it out.
I will. That definitely sounds interesting, especially with, all the nudity. Like, how much is permissible, like, with their... what they can show and what they can't. Like, is there a special, like, go to this site to see more?
Yeah, they got to clean it up a little bit. But each episode is about 10 minutes, 11 minutes long.
Okay.
You know, it's not that long. But it's all different places and what they got going on in the different clubs. So, and different
girls.
Very
good to use. Yes.
Teacher shows and stuff like that. So it's pretty fun.
Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, actually, about as far as featuring, like, did you have fun? Like, was it very easy back then to, like, set up, like, your lodging and transportation and stuff like that? Because I'm a member of, of, like, Stripper Web, and so I know a couple of featured dancers that do the complete circuit, like, nowadays, and they're talking about, like, you know, from club to club, there's different places all throughout, where it's Indiana, Wisconsin, Chicago, all these areas where they'll, like, cover... transportation, lodging, and, like, a set stage fee, this kind of thing. But it was much more, like, comprehensive beforehand. Like, nowadays it's a bit more loose, where they don't have as secure of a route and a circuit for girls. Like, was it more organized back then?
Absolutely it was. I had an agent. He would book all my shows for me. And most clubs wanted you for a week. You would do a week or at least the weekend, like a Thursday, Friday, Saturday, a 3-day deal, you know.
Yeah.
But, yeah, there was contracts, and they covered travel, lodging, you know, and then paid you for however many shows you agreed upon. And it was a lot of fun. And my agent, I like to drive. I didn't like to fly very much. I like to drive because I had a lot of props and a lot of costumes, so it was hard to travel by plane with all that.
Right.
So I drove, and I got to see a lot of the country, and it was nice. And my agent would set up shows to where I would do, you know, like Illinois, Wisconsin, Ohio, like, you know, a chain.
Nice.
A month, you know, go out and do a little chain and then come home for a little while, and then I go back out and do another little chain, you know, for a month on the road, and it was fun.
Sweet.
It was a lot of fun. I think it is different nowadays, but yeah. I think
cool.
It was more secure.
Did you have a travel partner and stuff like that, or?
Yeah, I did have a travel partner, and he took care of all my, he would help me with my props and setting up and dealing with the DJ and getting my music together for me and moving the trunks and costumes in and out of the clubs and all that good stuff. So, yeah.
Sweet. That's really cool. And what was your favorite costume? Like, what went well with the audiences? Like, what was your money maker?
I depended on where you were at. You know, like, that really made a difference. And I think my...
Like, what, cowgirl cap in Dallas? Maybe, like, cowgirl hat and...
The country seemed to go over. My country set seemed to go over very well in Dallas. But one that always got everybody was my snake show. I had a snake costume, and I actually traveled with a snake. And I would pull the snake out. I had a red tail boa that I would travel with. And that was probably my favorite show.
Wow. That's wild.
Yeah, it was a lot of
fun. You grew up like handling snakes? Like... That's brave.
It wasn't afraid of them. If you learn about them, you kind of know, you know, how to handle them and stuff. And I got mine as a baby, so I was able to handle them, like,
a lot.
He was pretty comfortable with the club scene. And, you know, snakes can't necessarily hear, but they feel vibration. So they would feel the vibration of the music. So... I would get them with the vibration, getting them used to the, you know, loud vibration, and they're good.
Oh, my
they're
goodness.
Good.
Really?
Yeah,
wow.
Fun.
That wow. I would pay to see that. Like, like that's awesome. Like, wow. So you could actually, like, learn their moods in a way, like... I don't know. It's so, to me, I don't know. I guess I'm used to more conventional pets, so I don't know. I kind of know dogs fairly well, but as far as anything else, it's like all bets are off. So I have to like hand it to you. Like I wouldn't know how to deal with, like, is he happy today or is he not happy today? Maybe this isn't gonna work.
Well, you know what? They get real anxious and excited when they are hungry. you would know when to feed them. And when they would check, that was the time that you would have to leave them alone. So there were times I couldn't use him, you know.
Really?
And of feeding, I would not use him.
Oh, my goodness.
Because he'd be too anxious and too snappy. But after he had a full belly, he was very content and happy. I wouldn't use them when he was sleeping either, because they get a little nippy when they start to shed. But other than that,
wow.
Yes, yeah, so I did kind of learn a lot about them. I did a lot of research.
And did he? What was his name?
I called him Viper.
Viper. Ooh. Oh,
yep.
That's sweet. Okay, wait, so let me write down, let's see, as far as to check out your site with Deja Vu and Dream Girls, like, where would I go? What do I punch in?
DejaVu.com.
Okay.
And then all of the cities and states will pop up, and we would be Lake Station, Indiana.
Lake Station.
Yeah, Lake Station, Indiana.
Okay. And are you going to SexCon?
I am. We're going to be at SexCon. I have some girls with me, and we are excited and pumped up and ready to go have a wonderful time.
Oh, right on. Oh, my goodness. Well, I look forward to meeting you and the girls. Like, do you have, like, a set troupe? They're all ready, raring to go? Are they going to perform?
Oh, yeah. Their outfits picked out. We are ready to go. They're excited. So we're going to have a good... We've got a... Syra, Madison, Rose, and Paige.
Okay. Let's see. Syra, Madison, Rose, and Paige.
Yes.
Okay. Well, everybody tuning in, you got to check us out. You got to check them out. They'll be at Chicago SexCon, which is happening on Wednesday, April 30th. So you get to see some sexy performers, meet some sexy ladies, say hello to them. I'm excited. Do you have a picture with you and your snake? I want to buy it.
No, I don't have them anymore. Gosh, I don't think I have any more pictures. You know, I would really have to dig for those pictures. I don't know where they're at. I do have some pictures, but my goodness, yeah, they are buried right now. Uh-oh. I will see if I can bring them with, but I'm not sure I can get to them by then.
Okay. All right. Well, whenever you can, if you ever find one, I'll pay you for one with an autograph from you. That's so cool. I want to see you in a diaper.
No problem.
Yeah. Cool.
Yay. Well, it was very good to talk to you.
It was excellent. Yeah. Thank you so much for calling in. Feel free to call in anytime you'd like. And viva SexCon. Woohoo.
And I keep you. Thank you.
Yes. All righty. Bye.
Okay. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.
Okay. See you soon.
Myself, baby, you don't know what those jeans do to me. Make me wanna get down on one knee.
You got
got that thunder and it only makes me wonder how it feels to get up in those jeans. Oh, come on, oh.
Just like I'm waiting for me in those jeans. fishnet stockings is sexy?
Heck yeah.
Mm-hmm. So do I.
Do you?
Absolutely. I think.
And what do you smoke?
Cigarettes.
What brand?
Oh, Marlboro.
Ding, 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 ding. That's so.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Well, we're two peas in a pod, because so do I.
We should smoke together forever.
Mmm. Very forward of you, mister. You called me in. What did you want to see me about, other than this forever business?
Well, I love the dress. I think it's very pretty. But I see those stockings that you're wearing, and I just kind of wonder how high up they go.
Oh, to the heavens. To the Valley of Eden.
Wow. I've never been there. They tell me it's nice.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
You're missing out, buddy.
Maybe you can show me what the heavens look like.
Maybe. Maybe.
Please?
Please? You don't sound convincing enough.
Okay.
I need to hear the real
okay.
Begging and pleading, mister.
Do you want to see a grown man cry?
Again?
Ouch.
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, here it goes.
Let me know.
Please. Please take off the dress. I'm begging you.
No bueno. Not good at all.
Take off the goddamn dress.
Try harder.
Okay. Do it for the people. For the people that are watching. Well,
first, for them to see it, you got to be convincing enough. You got to make me want to do it. I'm not convinced right now. I'm waiting.
If I had $1 million, I'd go put it in the bank, come back and tell you, hey, I got $1 million in the bank. Now, can I see your stockings?
What's that got to do with me? Are you putting it in my bank account?
I'm just happy because I have
$1 million. How much of that is going in my bank account?
I'll give you half.
And you'll sign to that?
Mm-hmm. But first.
You're on. No more. Let's start. Room, definitely. I thought you were going to get me in first class, buddy. What happened? Okay, well, I guess it's me and you. I have all my things. I'm not missing anything.
Where did you come from?
Oh, just a long, long flight. I'm a little tired, but I'm here. I made it.
First class.
First class, indeed. For most of the flight, I ended up getting booted out. sing a bit naughty. But I guess we can go forward with our negotiation.
Okay. Did you bring the stockings? I see you're wearing them, actually.
Yes, sir.
That's more than that bargain's
worth. Really? Oh, well, they go on forever. And ever. And ever.
They look very nice.
So, where are we heading?
To heaven.
Oh, I'm taking you there. Is that it?
I'm counting on it.
Count me in. All I need is the briefcase.
Okay. Half a million like we talked about.
Awesome. Well, let's get started, shall we? You ready? I am. Oh, yeah, baby.
No, no. Thank you.
Sandra London, and you're about to listen to my hot audio erotica. This story is called Hot Housekeeping. It's about what happens when three is company. A very full house, indeed.
How do they say that?
I don't know, but it's about to start. Hello, you're watching Sandra London TV, and what you're about to hear is a hot, cold reading of the very next video coming up that's going to be called Housekeeping, and we will start right about now.
Ariola, I clean now?
Yes, you cleaning.
I fluff for you.
Oh, yes, yes, good. Good boy, Patrick. I like.
Ariola, are you in there? I want to see our son, Arnie.
Yes, Mario. I am there. I am almost coming.
Do we have the time? I finish?
Patrick, you must not be so hot in here. Mario will ask a funny question. Arnie does not look anything like him. He looks like you, puppy.
Oh, no, 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 no.
Mira, you can see.
Uh-oh. Ariola, come, come. I want to spend a quality time with my family. Give me my son. You never let me see him for very long.
I come. I just wanted to show Patrick how to wax my ass.
What is going on in there?
The glass, nothing. I'm showing him how to wax the glass.
Nonsense. Do I need to come in there?
Oh, if only you had, maybe. If only you had.
My baby.
Voila. So that's it so far. That's just a little script I wrote up in about 5 minutes or so. I'm going to work on it, and we're going to do the actual play version of it. And then you'll see it in our faces. We'll be out of hiding. Good night. I'll be back.
We'll be back.
Enjoyed tonight's music mix for Easter Sunday. I will do our little death, a live reading for you here right now, April 20th, 2014. I'll put you up along my smile, bring you back down under a while. fill you with life, with a wisp of death, till we're both running, clear, out of breath, till we expire on sins and sighs, on dreams and fears, upon our thighs. We'll bury deep here, counting sheep, to rise and shine in our daily grind. The end, by yours truly, Sandra London of livinggrind.com. That was Our Little Death, published on tolivinggrindinla.com, aka livinggrind.com, on Monday, May 13th, 2013. And I hope you all have enjoyed a brief shout-out from Vicky. She called in just a bit ago, so rewind if you have not been able to hear tonight's chat. And she's going to be over at SexCon on Wednesday, April 30th, for SexCon Chicago. Look it up, thechicagosexcon.com, and she will have four lovely dancers in tow, Shira, Madison, Rose, and Paige. So check them out and have fun, and good evening. See you next weekend. Bye-bye.